KSL at night. KSL at night.
Good evening and welcome back to KSL at Night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside Greg Skordas, as we're talking about interesting things that are going on. So, Greg, we have chatted on this show quite a bit about homelessness, right? We are very well aware of the fact that the median price of a house in this state is somewhere around $500,000.
Right. And it was a huge issue in the recent Salt Lake City mayoral race.
That's right.
I mean, it was one of the main topics they
talked
about.
Main topic last year. People cannot afford housing. This is hard, right? And we know that our legislators are working on this, and everyone is thinking about this problem. And so you would have thought we would have done this one to death, right? We've talked about it a lot. But this morning, I was listening to a podcast that had a different angle into it, Greg, because it got into the fact that there is actually a case before the Supreme Court, which feels like it's a second case, right? So there's this Boise case from a couple of years ago that ruled that homelessness, if you criminalize sleeping outside, right? So someone who's homeless is going to like pull up a pillow and fall asleep in a park, maybe on a park bench. If you make that a crime, it is actually an Eighth Amendment violation because it's a cruel and unusual punishment to not allow humans to sleep. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm a big fan of sleep. So I paused in that and went, oh, that is cruel and unusual punishment. Like everyone should be allowed to sleep. And I thought I really wanted to get into this with you because it has to do with like what the Supreme Court's doing, what the circuit courts are doing. And then it really kind of nicely talks about why maybe localities have such an issue managing this problem. Do you know the cases I'm talking about?
The first case you talked about is the Boise case. And there were three homeless individuals in Boise that filed an action against the city. And what happened was the city of Boise was trying to deal with the homeless population by not necessarily criminalizing it, but starting with issuing a citation. If you're sleeping in a park or you're sleeping where you shouldn't be, they'd give you a citation. Well, people weren't paying the citation. That's how it got to be criminal, if you could imagine. You know what I mean? Like after you get your third or fourth citation, they're homeless. It's not like they have money. So they would bring criminal action against them for sort of a contempt or a you know, not paying attention to the court. And so they brought an action saying, well, that's, you're criminalizing being homeless. And it got to the point where they were saying, you're making it a crime to sleep.
Which is a human need,
Is a human need. And they made it an Eighth Amendment issue, which deals with cruel and unusual punishment. The Ninth Circuit, which is the circuit that handles Idaho and all of the West Coast states, and Utah's in the Tenth Circuit, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Arizona, and then the West Coast, Alaska and Hawaii. I don't need to get into the weeds, but anyway, they decided that the state of Idaho was inappropriate, and they found in favor of the homeless group. So that was great.
Pause right there,
right?
Because what I thought was interesting in the case was it was like, if you were involuntarily homeless, right? So it seemed to suggest if the city was doing it, like doing the work to make a bed available, right? So if there were shelters that had enough beds for people to be in, then you were, could not.
Then you didn't have standing, right?
You didn't have a reason.
Right.
So the answer was the reason why it was against the Eighth Amendment was because the city hadn't made adequate beds available,
right?
And then of course the question is like, what does adequate mean, and what are we talking about?
And that's a real subjective standard that you have to go by city by city. So that case stood. Everyone wanted it to go to the Supreme Court. The Supremes had no interest in taking that. Fast forward to recently.
Well, how come?
Because I guess at the time it just wasn't an issue that they felt was important enough to bring.
Maybe because it just lived in the Ninth Circuit and there was no other.
Right.
Okay.
But this new case is in the Ninth Circuit also. It's at Grants Pass, Oregon. In 2018, three people sued that city on behalf of its homeless population, making the same argument. The federal judge there ruled in favor of the challengers, the people that were challenging Grants Pass, enforcing public camping ordinances in their city. That one came to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals also. It was a divided court, but they also upheld the district court's ruling as it related to public camping. So now we've got two decisions in the Ninth Circuit that seem to be critical of the way cities are dealing with homeless. The Supreme Court decided we need to do something so that we don't start getting different decisions in different jurisdictions. It's the first case involving this particular homeless issue that our Supreme Court has addressed in 40 years.
Right. What I also thought was super interesting in the reporting was it is the case that both conservatives and liberals, right? So maybe the reason why the court picks up this one is the amicus briefs were from all over the map, right? Politically, because basically localities are like, we don't know what to do.
Right.
So what we need is some guidance.
Right. The conservatives from some of the cities are going, well, give us some guidance. I mean, you can't just say, hey, you're doing it wrong, and we're going to hold in favor of the groups that are representing the homeless population. And the liberals are saying, well, we've got to do something for them. We've got to make something available for them. What are the standards? I don't know that the Supreme Court's going to be able to do that. They're looking at the particular facts in the Grants Pass matter, and they're going to decide that case. They're hearing arguments on it, and it's going to be a ruling that, thankfully, Leah, because we do need guidance on some of these issues when it gets to the whole public policy that, and because like when you started this segment, it's a huge thing right here in Utah. So why should we go through the state court of appeals, the state Supreme Court, the 10th Circuit? Let's have the Supreme Court of the United States weigh in on this issue and decide. But it was interesting. You made a great point. They're the constitutional hook in this, because you've got to have something with a federal nexus, is the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment, saying, you know, people have to be able to sleep.
Right. No, and I just thought it's an interesting question, and I will just reveal my own kind of political leanings would be, we'll make enough beds available. So a little bit.
That's a defense.
Right. Like
for the cities. Right.
Right. So the answer is yeah, maybe. Right?
Right.
Because in the Oregon case, there is a shelter, but it's run by a church.
Right.
And you cannot go if you have a dog, right? Or if you smoke. And so part of me is like, look, I'm totally fine telling people they can't smoke, but my goodness, they should be able to bring their puppy, right? So
right.
Then you're kind of like, but, man, it begs the question, to what extent is a city on the hook taking care of its citizens? And by the way, not just big cities, right? Because this one in Oregon, I think, was a smaller,
Grants Pass, yeah,
right? Like not a lot of people
there. We don't
even
know where that city is.
Right.
It's apparently on the coast, but the southwest part of Oregon. Right?
Yeah, so very small. So we're not just always talking about Salt Lake City. Like small towns might also have homelessness. And the issue kind of is, you know, I don't even know what the revenue source is for that city. And it's now responsible for having a shelter. And then I just kind of imagine, so they're counting how many homeless people they are. How would they know that? Can they predict that? Can they build shelters? Once they build a shelter, do more homeless people, you know what I mean, migrate there? And then now they're out of compliance again. So while my heart bleeds and is absolutely for we should just have beds for all the people, man, I get the logistical nightmare that must be for a mayor.
But let me just say this.
Yeah.
If you're going to criminalize it, you have to have the beds. So the alternative for some cities is we can't take the law off the books. And I know that's sort of a short-sighted approach to this, because the citizenry are going to go, well, wait a minute, you got to do something about this homeless population.
Right.
But if you're going to criminalize it, if you're going to make something like that criminal, you have to have the defense to that would be that the city says, we've got a homeless shelter down the road and we've got 20 empty beds. So then the groups representing the homeless population would say, well, we don't have a very good case because the city's done everything it can. The alternative, of course, would be that you just not criminalize it. And then, of course, then what do you do with the population?
Well, you can't, right? So
you could criminalize their disorderly conduct. You could criminalize their...
But sleeping's not disorderly.
Right. But sleeping on a bench, yeah, you've got to... You're exactly right. You've got to have something more than that.
Right. And I think it was interesting because, like you said, we interviewed mayors last year running in Salt Lake County, mayoral candidates, and we were talking about, you know, the homeless population was a big thing. I don't think you have a choice of not managing it, right?
So, no, Salt Lake City absolutely does not. And I think the mayor's office is doing a good job. I think Salt Lake City and Salt Lake County are working together to do something here. How that looks for the rest of the state, I don't know. Whether this Supreme Court decision is going to make some changes in what we do here in Utah, we'll see.
Yep. All right. So let's stay with some legal stuff, Greg. Next up, my understanding is that the former president goes on trial Monday. Let's talk about it.